Welcome to Jazz for the Asking. We begin today's program with a release from 1967 called Jimmy and Wes, The Dynamic Duo. Jimmy and Wes refers to Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery. This is an absolutely fantastic album and was released on CD in 1997. Just recently, they've issued a high-definition version of this recording, and it brings it to a whole new level. It really does. It was arranged by Oliver Nelson and produced by Creed Taylor and recorded at the Englewood Rudy Van Gelder Studios in New Jersey in September 1966. We begin with Down By the Riverside. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Down by the Riverside, Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery, from the album Jimmy and Wes, the dynamic duo. I thought that now we would move on to some more Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery, but this time not performing together, but performing separately. We're going to begin this set with Wes Montgomery and Round Midnight.
Thank you.
Jimmy Smith with The Cat from the album of the same name. And before that, West Montgomery with Round Midnight. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. If you wish to contact us, we'll give out our email a little later on in the program. Let's now have a little bit of Swedish jazz. The album is called Swedish Jazz, and it's Gösta Telelius with Bruin. Swedish Jazz, that's the name of the album, and that was performed by Gösta Telelius. If you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Now, most of the time, we feature traditional jazz and big band. We haven't really featured anything more avant-garde. Some people have written in saying, can we, from time to time, play a little bit more avant-garde jazz? Unfortunately, it's not everybody's cup of tea. For myself, yes, it's true, there are some of it I enjoy. But for the most part, not really my thing. But we'll have a little bit now to keep those who want to hear it happy. And it's actually, this is a piece that I kind of do enjoy because it is so strange. It's performed by saxophonist Peter Brosman. It was recorded in Beijing in an area called the 798 Art District, which used to be a factory in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It has now become one of the most vibrant art areas in Beijing. The track is called Art District 798.
Uh-huh.
Well, there we have it, something a little bit more avant-garde for those who enjoy it. Peter Brosman with Art District 798, recorded in Beijing, China in 2011. Let's now move to something a little bit more traditional. The Archie Kotel Trio and Copa Cabana. the Archie Coltell Trio and Copa Cabana. Our email address, once again, is jazz@pcjmedia.com. You can also listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, and find information on how to download the program on your mobile phone and subscribe to it in iTunes by visiting our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. That's www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. Now, some of you listening right now will hear a second hour of the program that will begin in a few moments after some local station IDs. For those who only hear 1 hour, well, we'll see you next week. To close off this hour of the program, we're going to listen to the Dick Morrissey Quartet, recorded in Manchester in 1966. Here's Sonny Boy.
You can hear PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news, talk, and entertainment mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher from the App Store. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.